Breakfast.
Hit Breakfast with
Jesse and Jules with Shine.
Hit Breakfast. Hit Breakfast.
That's where you're at for your Thursday morning. So it can only get better from here, really.
Because tomorrow's a Friday, so yeah. You know the weekend happens after that.
That's
pretty much
what I meant by that.
Today's your day off.
Hey, big day today.
Yep.
It is World Mental Health Day today.
It sure is. So these days seem to always pop up in these days and weeks, and we may sort of start to, you know, not really acknowledge them as much because we hear of them all the time, but it is so important to ask people if they're okay and to make sure that you're there for people when they need and that people are there for you. Because the thing is, you may think that no one's there. People are there. I'm here.
Yeah.
Give us a call on 13 12 16. You're not okay? I'll talk to you.
She is completely unqualified to help you out, but she will because
maybe
she's a nice
someone
person.
Else, but I am here if you need.
Yeah, 100%. Get involved, get in touch with someone and have a chat.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stress how important that's been for me in my life.
Exactly. And mental illness is just like getting another illness. You can't help it if you get a cold, so you can't help it if you don't feel okay up in your head. That is absolutely fine. Now, something that's really cool is that Ed Sheeran and Prince Harry have made a little video. They've made a little teaser, and it's all about World Mental Health Day. Now, it's actually on the Instagram page, Sussex Royal. Mm-hmm. So if you're following that, if you're a fan of Harry and Meghan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really cool. Ed Sheeran rocks up to Prince Harry's home, says, "Hi, can I come in?" Prince Harry says, "It's like looking in a mirror," which it sort
like
of
that.
Is. I've never put that together.
Yeah.
And then it just says, "To be continued." And it's all for Mental Health Day. So excited to see what kind of video they're putting together there or if
yeah.
they have some intimate chat. I'm not sure, but it's awesome that two very famous people can get around that.
Yeah, so definitely check in with your mates today.
Dirty before 6:30.
The stories that are just a little bit more adult.
Mm.
So they've got to be away from little ears early in the show, buried underneath the rest of the show.
Yeah, now this one's very adult. We're actually talking about adult toys.
Ooh.
That you use in the bedroom.
Well, so, you can use them anywhere in the house.
Okay, true, yes. But I'm speaking of that variety, if you pick up what I'm putting down.
I will never pick up one of those when you put it down.
Anyway, there's an advent calendar made by Love Honey. Now, Love Honey, for those that do not know, is an adult toy activity website where you can go and buy, you know, you can buy all of the toys, you can buy lingerie, you can buy anything that you need in the bedroom or, as you said, any room of the house. They're coming out with an advent calendar, and if you're sick of chocolate, don't worry, there's not chockies in here. You've got 24 little toys.
24.
That you can open up 24. So there's really, you know, oh God, I don't know if I can name them all, but there's just little toys. And there's one for every day. They've done some research and apparently Christmas time is a really active time for couples.
Is that right?
Maybe because, you know, you're getting some holidays and so you're spending more time together. But it is quite an active time in a sexual relationship.
Like, I get the traditional advent calendar is 24 or 26 or whatever it is. 24 is a lot for that particular type of thing.
It is a lot. Now, I think some things are more like, oh, it's a mini thing of massage oil, you know, or whatever. So some of them aren't as extreme as the others,
right,
but
right.
they're including some of their most popular things that you can buy on the website. Obviously, it's quite expensive because these things are not cheap. They're all mini versions of, you know, a popular item, but it's actually pretty much half price at the moment. So Australian dollars, it's worth almost $400. Yeah.
Whoa.
So this is, I guess it is cheaper to go and buy a, you know, $10 Cadbury one. But right now it's like half price.
Yeah, right.
So you can spend $200 on it.
How many are we talking?
Not too many.
Yeah.
Like this is a full set and you're getting 24 toys. It's very good value.
Because I was going to say, if you go too many, like they're like, say my ex-girlfriend, for example, would be like, I've already had something mini. Like I don't need it.
Yeah. Yep. I've had enough of you, Jesse.
It's the Jesse and Jules with Shan catch-up on Hit FM.
Shanos, we're talking cruise ship. Well, not necessarily just horror stories, but kinda.
Just cruise ship stories because there's been a bit of an incident with the Norwegian Spirit. They couldn't go to a lot of stops that they needed to in France. I went to go to Amsterdam. It got cancelled. Lots of things happening. So people were just protesting in the ship. We also always hear about gastro and whatnot, but I loved my cruise experience.
And I've never been on one because everything I hear about them, it's always a horror story.
Yeah.
Like, you know, someone on the boat was sick and it spread to the whole boat and everyone's quarantined.
Yeah.
And then they only ever offer you, like, you know, here's $20 off your next cruise or something.
Whatever. Like I think it's amazing. It's a hotel on the sea. So we want to know, what is your cruise ship story, 13, 12, 16?
Yeah. Now, Renee from Bunbury, what happened on your cruise?
Well, on my cruise, I used to work on cruise ships in the East-West Caribbean.
Yeah.
And my horror story would be I was in the Hurricane Katrina.
No way.
So we got let out from the Mississippi River too late, and we came very close to the eye of Hurricane Katrina, so we were out at sea.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we got chartered back to New Orleans to go and help with the rescue, and we weren't allowed off the ship for 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
Yeah, because of the contamination of the water and what New Orleans was like after the hurricane. So we looked after all the fireys and the police to come and sleep on board, but the staff couldn't get off because of the high risk of our health.
What happens after 8 weeks on a cruise ship? Do they still have food? Like, what happens?
Yeah, we had food coming in. We had supplies coming in, and we just cooked everything on board and just replenished, but we weren't allowed to go on be visitors in New Orleans.
Renee, were you going to, when you say you sailed close to the eye of the storm, did you have passengers on board?
We had minimal passengers, so we were just like a hotel for, so we just had our core crew, like food and beverage staff. Everyone else got taken off. So it was just like a skeleton crew to keep the ship going.
Yeah.
So we had to leave port in New Orleans and then go out to sea to miss the next hurricane, but we got let out too late and we're sailing near the hurricane.
Wow. Oh, so when you're sitting on the boat, was it quite scary the whole time and you were sad you're on there, or was it actually sort of fun? Like, how was it?
It was fun until it got about when you're going up, down, left, right, and you're sitting on your office chair and you're literally like just skating from one side of the ship to the other.
And how big of a ship are we talking here?
Oh, 18 stories high.
Oh my gosh, and it's still being thrown around.
Yeah, we had water coming over the bow of the ship.
Whoa.
Jesus. And did you continue to work after that? Like, did you quit your job after that, or have you been on multiple cruises since then?
I was due for vacation, so I came back home, but then I did go and do another contract. So it didn't scare me entirely, but it was an experience, that's for sure.
Renee, that is unreal. That is so crazy.
Thanks for your call.
No worries.
So about that whole cruise thing.
You still want to go on one? Because I would love to take you on one. Trust me, great times.
Adventure cruise, straight through the middle of a hurricane.
You guys ready? You versus us, powered by Optus. Make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile.
Now, the first question you got to answer this morning, Lucas from Esperance, is would you like to play against me or Sian?
Oh, I think I'll go with Sian today.
Okay.
Yay, I love that. All right.
Answer. All right, 5 general knowledge quiz questions, mate. Buzz in with your name.
Shoot.
If you guys get one, if one of you gets it wrong, the other one gets a free crack at the question.
Yep.
Okay. Question number one, multiple choice. Mm-hmm. The Veronicas have a new reality TV show called The Veronicas. Blood is for what? Is it A, blood is for life? B, blood is for family? C, blood is for vampires?
Sian, is it A, life? Yeah.
It is Blood is for Life.
Oh, no.
She's off to a flyer. Okay. Question number two. Australia has broken the cricket world record for most consecutive women's one-day international victories. Who did they beat yesterday? Is it India or Sri Lanka?
Sian.
Lucas.
Sian's first.
India? It was a guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Sri Lanka.
Oh!
Yeah, controversial answer, but I like it.
Good job.
Okay.
One all. Yep.
Question number three, multiple choice again. Which Hanson brother was recently injured in a motorcycle accident? Is it A, their lead vocalist, Taylor, B, their bass player, Isaac, or C, the drummer, Zach?
Sian.
Lucas.
Or Sian just.
I'm guessing. Is it A? Okay.
It is not the lead vocalist, Taylor. Is it B, the bass player, Isaac, or C, the drummer, Zach?
Is it B, the bass player, Isaac?
No. Sorry.
Oh, damn.
C, the drummer, Zach. He broke 3 ribs, a collarbone, and a scapula, but he's totally fine, apparently.
Oh, good.
Apart from all of that.
I wouldn't say that that's fine, but yeah.
Okay. Still one all, actually.
Yeah, one all.
Question number four. The Pinnacles are limestone formations located north of Perth. Spell Pinnacles.
Sian. Okay. Oh my god, I don't know if it's got. Okay, P I N N A C L E S.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know if it had the double N or not.
It
yes.
did have the double N, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Okay, yep. She's up 2-1. You got to get this one to draw, right, Lucas?
Oh, yep.
Okay, question number 5. Who wrote, directed, and starred in the 2001 film Zoolander?
Sean. Ben Stiller.
It is Ben Stiller. What? Congratulations.
Yes.
Unlucky, mate.
Damn,
you took it to the wire. Sense.
I'm sorry.
You took it to the wire.
It's worth a crack.
Thanks for playing, mate.
Thanks, mate.
No worries. That one's back again tomorrow. All thanks to the guys at Optus. Make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile. $100 cash. All thanks to Optus goes on the line again tomorrow, Shanos.
Oh, gosh. I'm just too smart, aren't I?
Mm. And you don't. You're so humble as yeah. well. That's what we love.
I'm a genius.
Hey, today is a big day, or this whole week, actually.
Yeah, this whole week. It is International Plasma Awareness Week. Mm. You might be thinking, what, TVs? No, not that kind of plasma. I'm talking blood plasma.
Yeah, we're going to find out all about it up next.
Jesse and Jules with Sian on Hit FM. The best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Sian. Probably.
At the moment, it is International Plasma Awareness Week. Now, a lot of people aren't really sure exactly what that means. You know, people go and donate blood, but they're not really sure what donating plasma means. Mm. So we're chatting to Jadeen. She's actually a nurse at the St. John of God in Perth, but also she needs to receive plasma donations every month. Now, Jadeen, please help me out because I feel like me, along with a lot of other people, just have no idea what donating plasma means.
Hey guys, yeah, it's definitely something that people aren't too aware of these days, but that's exactly why we have these sort of weeks so that we can spread the message out for people.
So can you give us a little bit of a background around your illness and how the plasma helps you out?
Yeah, so basically when I was about 16, I was constantly sick with chest infections, things like that, and they weren't entirely too sure what it was. Basically, they found out that I had a autoimmune deficiency with a ripper of a name called hypergammaglobulinemia.
Wow.
And that pretty much means that I don't have enough white blood cells in my body to fight off any infections that I come into contact with. So basically, there's no sort of cure for it, but something to keep it under control is for me to have plasma transfusions.
And how often can people go in, and if they want to donate plasma, for example, how often can they do that?
So they can do it a lot more frequently than if you are to donate red blood cells. So it's actually every 2 weeks. So that's because what happens is when you go in and donate, the same process, but they give you back your actual red blood cells and just take the plasma.
Yeah.
So because of that, it allows you to donate a lot more frequently.
And it also takes, I mean, what are you, marginally longer, right? Like a little bit
longer. Yeah, maybe 10, 15 minutes longer, not even that. You don't even know the difference when you're there.
Yeah, because I remember I've only ever donated plasma. For some reason, that's what they always choose to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I often fall asleep in the chair because I'm just but it's just nice. It's a really nice place. All the people are really nice. The chair's really comfortable. They lie you back. They give you a little stress ball. Like, it's a good time.
Yeah, nice.
You know?
And yeah, it is.
And so are we needing more people to go and donate plasma? Is there enough to supply everyone that needs it, or are we sort of needing a bit more?
We're definitely needing a bit more. Plasma can be used for a bunch of different things. From obviously my conditions to treating cancers to helping people with burns. So because of those factors, it is in constant demand. So even if there is enough, there's not going to be enough to sustain what the demand is for it. So definitely need a lot more.
And it does have a shelf life, doesn't it? It needs to constantly be replenished.
Yeah, unfortunately, things like this, even with the other types of blood products, they all have a shelf life. So unfortunately, even if there's a lot there, they will only last a certain period. So
for anyone who hasn't done it, go and register with them and check it out, because it's actually a really nice experience. You know, they give you a little bit of food and a bit of a drink after you leave, and everyone's really lovely. And I mean, it's quite daunting when you think, oh, you're going to go in there and donate a bunch of blood. But to be honest with you, I was really surprised by it and how great it is. So I can't encourage you enough to even just register.
Yeah, absolutely. Donateblood.com.au or you can call 13 14 95. It is very simple.
Jadeen, thank you so much for chatting with us today.
No worries. Thank you so much, guys.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.